Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Canadian Show. North American Radio Show. And now, Worldwide Show. The Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Canadian Show. North American Radio Show. And now, Worldwide Show. The Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome, everyone. I am your host, and yes, the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show and TV show as well. I have prepared for you an amazing show with a very phenomenal, very accomplished lady guest. My goodness, I'm so, so excited to pick her brain, to talk about her career, to talk about her accomplishments. There's so many of them. My goodness, this lady has been there, and she's a fellow media person as well. Some of you have seen her on TV, Rogers. My goodness, I mean, her accomplishments, they go so above and beyond that I am so honored and privileged to have Tracy McLeod with us today. But before I bring her on, I would like to take a couple of minutes that I always do to take to thank my listeners. Today is such an special day. We are live. Today is Tuesday, the 16th. My goodness, time is just flying by so quickly. We had a really, really good show yesterday with War Amp. I was so happy to have them aboard, and I'm so honored also to be able to talk about what the work that they do. And we've been having a lot of pre-recorded shows, and the reason being people are not comfortable being on live on the show, and that's okay. If you do not feel comfortable, if you would like us to pre-record it, we could do that, and then later on, once all the edits are done, then we can play you later on. So it's okay, not to worry. We're here at a regular time, which is 6 o'clock evening, when you are coming from work, or when you're coming from picking up the kids from summer camp, or in different parts of the world, thanks to the internet, in some places that we are being listened at, like Australia. So I love to say hello to my Australia listener. It is morning, and we have a good following over there. We have about 38 countries right now, and every time I get an email or somebody commenting hello from this place and hello from the other place, I love to mention it because I am so happy and honored that we've worked so hard for this to happen, and here we are. Our goal is pretty much accomplished, and we are reaching places that I wouldn't even fathom, we wouldn't even fathom to read. So thank you very much again, everyone, for your support, and thank you so much. I need to applaud you. all the amazing support that you guys are giving us. The emails that you guys have been sending, it's I have a VA that helps me out once in a while. She is taking some time off because it is vacation, so she's spending some time with her kids, and that's okay. So I've been trying to respond to a lot of emails, and I'm a little behind, and I apologize. Between being a mom and looking after different things in my life, so sometimes we do what we can. This is a radio show, so we do have music. Yes, we have music. For you that have sent your MP3, we will be playing all of your songs. Not to worry. A lot of you are saying you haven't played my song yet, Lissy. You haven't played my song yet. I will play your song. Not to worry. This is a radio station, and we will be playing your song. So today we have quite a bit of a selection. I'm not telling you who they are because we have quite a bit of people that have sent their MP3. So if you are a musician, songwriter, or you would like to have that little bit of an extra exposure with your music, we will be happy to play your songs here as long as it's PR rated. So keep that in mind. Thanks again to the sponsors. We are so privileged and happy to being able to be sponsored by naturenova.ca, also Business on a Box, Alka Total Fitness, Mindster, and we have one more sponsor as well that is just finishing up with us right now. So without your contribution, without your support, again, this show could not be possible. So thank you for my sponsors. Talking to us and trusting that your business will be getting noticed here as well. So thank you. And on the news, well, what else is out there other than the Olympics? And I am so happy that Canada is well represented in Rio with all the amazing athletes being able basically to perform in such a high pressure, because really everybody expecting you to win that gold medal, and it's when you're there, things are different. You're in a different country, different food. And again, the pressure just to represent your country and win. So I've been to Rio. I know what it's like. I can imagine. I just have this wild imagination right now, what it would be like to have all those people from different parts of the world. It's probably crazy. The place is already crazy the way it is. I just, carnival all over again. So yes, some hellos to some of the athletes. I know a mother of Andrew Degrassi, so she's a very proud mother, and she is definitely a big supporter of the Lizzie T radio show, and definitely I can see that she is right now very nervous to have her son there, but all is good. The news on the weather, what we have is summer here in Canada, and I know some of you are complaining in different parts of the world that of the winter and the cold. We've gotten emails from, and I always like to know if you are in different parts of the world, what is your weather like? Because I love to comment here at Lizzie T Radio Show. So we get an email from Bolivia saying that it is unbelievably cold there. It is winter in South America. It is winter in Australia, but Bolivia has gotten one of the biggest cold. And just to think, it is not like in North America. They don't have insulation, so they feel the cold a lot more than they actually we feel it here. Out of their house, they're actually dressed in like when we go out. So make sure you bundle up, I guess. And we will be having that weather coming up soon, because we in Canada, we've had so much amazing weather. Some of you know I love to be outdoors running and jogging. And this has been perfect summit for me. And I know it's going to come to an end soon, so I should take advantage to the fullest. I think my theme music is going to be playing pretty soon. Yes?
Lizzie T Radio Show.
That means that I need to move on, and I need to make sure that my guest, yes, she's still there, and let's welcome her and let's talk to her and find out what new is. As a matter of fact, the theme of the show is tell us who you are, what you do, contact info, anything new. So let's welcome Tracy with a wonderful round of applause. Hello, hello, Tracy. Good evening and welcome. Welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show. How are you doing?
Hello, and thank you so much. What an honor it is to be here.
Awesome. The honor is all mine. Look at you. You're such an accomplished lady. I've watched some of your videos on YouTube. I know you are also a media host, and you've been in media. You've been PRing for people. But can you take us a little bit back? I mean, you also were on corporate America. How did this got started? What made you make the transition from being employed to self-employed and be so successful?
You know what, it's been an interesting journey, that's for sure. And I'd like to say that, you know, it was by choice, but that wasn't actually the case. You know, what turned the switch for me was actually a layoff. You know, the department that I was working for shut down, and, you know, all, 75 of us were asked to leave. And at the time, I thought it was the worst thing imaginable. I didn't know how I would get through it. I mean, basically, my whole life was about to change. And, you know, who knew that in the end it would be an absolute blessing?
So in your case, you didn't choose to leave. They made you leave. And here you are. You've been self-employed now for 10 years, if I'm not mistaken.
No, just a couple of years. Yeah.
A couple of years, and you coach. You've written a book, and it's been quite a bit of a ride. I mean, you probably haven't noticed, or you haven't felt that was bad in your life. You thought, oh my goodness, as you said, this has been a blessing. How did the book and how did the coaching and the speaking, because you also are amazing, you're such a good speaker, how all that came about? Because sometimes we have one thing to choose. Okay, I'm going to leave corporate America and I'm going to be a writer. I'm going to be a speaker. I'm going to be. So you have so many things on the go, and I'm wondering how are you even managing all of those things?
You know what? It's an absolute dream. And at one point, everything seemed really disconnected. And now, you know, it's beautiful because it's almost like all the puzzle pieces are coming together. You know, I would say the first step was probably the idea that I was going to write a book. And, you know, it stemmed back from the layoff and a few different losses. And, you know, it started off becoming, you know, it was a very dark point in my life. And as I went through the process, it became lighter and lighter. So much so that, you know, I call it, I went from, you know, chaos to bliss. And when I came out the other side, I felt really pulled and called to share what I learned and to share, you know, to share sort of the roadmap that I took. There was no roadmap when I was going through this. And when I came through it, I really felt that it was my duty, my calling, to at least share my experience. And then from that, you know, everything else just sort of blossomed. I was, you know, originally I was getting asked to come and speak around business and around advertising, which was great and fun and wonderful. And that's when I guess I really realized that I love speaking from stage. And from that, you know, went into actually, you know, you can think about writing a book and you can start writing a book, but actually coming through the entire process and to have a book in hand is a huge commitment, and it's a beautiful one. So once that was in my hand, other opportunities started coming up. And, you know, it was interesting. One of the questions that I asked myself is, you know, just how vulnerable do I want to be? How much do I actually want to help? And it became very clear to me that, you know, it was in service to others that really excited me. which then, you know, blossomed into, you know, master NLP training and hypnosis trainer, and everything really sort of all really blends together beautifully. So while it seems like, you know, speaker, coach, author, all of these different titles, they're actually at this point in time, thankfully, quite connected. They weren't about a year ago.
And now they are. Now, you have come up with an amazing book. I think it's a collaboration of books. The book is called Construction Zone for Women 40 Plus. And I love the title, and I love what you've done. And I know that it's gotten quite a bit of commotion and even people reviews. So can you tell us a little bit about the book?
Absolutely. Construction Zone for Women 40 Plus is really what's come out of my journey in the last little while. You know, I was in a place that to the outside world, everything looked perfect. But on the inside, you know, inside of me, I knew that things were really sort of falling apart. So what I do is in the book, I compare it to tearing down and rebuilding your dream home. And what we're actually talking about is the belief system. So we do a belief inventory and we do a belief ownership. When we are responsible for the beliefs that steer us in our day-to-day actions, in becoming very conscious about that, we can really create a strong plan for tomorrow and step into the power of congruency, which, you know, that's really where bliss is when our actions and our beliefs are in line and everything just seems to make so much more sense.
One of the things that I guess is a motivation to write this book is the trials that you had in your own life. And good for you, kudos to you, that you were able to listen to those things and put it in writing. And now you're able to help other people with the experience that you had. I assume now that once you had the book in hand, then you can really become an awesome speaker and talk about this great book and help other women. Now having the NLP and all of those certification, you're able to compile a whole package for people that are looking for your help. Noah, you are a coach and you also have workshops. Now, where can people, and just I'm going to be pausing a couple of minutes for a word of my sponsor. I want to make sure that people hear where can they reach you and what's your website. And this is really what the Lizzie T Show is all about. Tell us who you are, what you do, and you're doing a great job doing that. Contact info, anything new. I'll be right back.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Have you been looking for ways to make extra money on the internet but failed? Stop spending your days and weeks trying to find income opportunities online. You will find what you were looking for in the new book, Entrepreneur in a Box, a guide to the best ways to make money on the internet. From author Chris Mason, millions of people like you are having trouble just making ends meet. There are ways to earn extra income online. You just need to know where they are. That's where Entrepreneur in a Box comes in. Inside, you will find the best ways to make money on the internet, ways you would never find or even think of on your own, like where to sell your old iPhone for cash, sell those gift cards you got for Christmas or a birthday. Teachers, you can even sell your teaching materials. Learn how to put skills you have to work online or turn your clutter into cash. Entrepreneur in a Box is available on Smashwords, iTunes, Kobo, Barnes & Noble, and other online booksellers. Order your copy of Entrepreneur in a Box and start making money on the internet.
Hi, my name is Rebecca, and I'm an IT consultant and a busy mom of two. Between long hours at work and spending time with the kids, I have very little time to devote to cleaning our home. That's where I use Maidster's cleaning service. Maidster comes in and takes care of everything, from vacuuming the floors to doing the dishes and even the laundry. They are the best maid service in the Toronto area. As someone in technology, I really appreciate that it's so easy and hassle-free to book their services online, and they're so responsive to their customers. We also do our best to live as naturally and chemical-free as possible, and I love that Maidster accommodates our chemical-free lifestyle by using green cleaning products to clean our home. I am so happy that they've given me my time that I wouldn't use anyone else. If you want high-quality and reliable cleaning services, go to www.maidster.com and find out more. Thank you.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Hello, 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 hello. I am back. And yes, this is the Lizzie T. Radio Show and TV show. We are, by the way, on social media, Facebook / Lizzie T. Radio. There is a radio button right now. You can listen to us live or you can listen to us later on as the show is recorded. We're also on Twitter, Instagram, and obviously our YouTube channel. If you're interested in speaking with my guest, you can always call. You know how I love interaction. The number is 347-996-3926, 347-996-3926. And remember, we are so, so happy to be able to answer any of your questions. Maybe if you're shy and you don't want to call us in, that's okay. You can ask us on our social media and we will be happy, or I will be happy to forward the question to my guests as well. Also, if you are interested in us playing your song, we will be having quite a bit of selection today on the Lizzie T. Show radio show. So send us your email and your MP3. It has to be MP3 format to radio@lizt.ca. Very easy, radio@lizt.ca. So we're speaking right now with Trace McLeod, a very, very accomplished lady. I am so honored to have her on the show. She is a fellow media person as well. So she is very, very used to the TV and the radio. And this is really a piece of cake. This is a walk in the park for her. So I better belt up. So Tracy, we asked a couple of questions before we cut in for our commercial. So where can people reach you?
You know what? The best place to reach me at, they can go to the website, which is simply excellenceunlocked.com. And if they want to reach me direct, they can email me, tracy@excellenceunlocked.com.
Phenomenal, phenomenal. So when you are training people or when you're coaching, what are you looking for on a client? Obviously, Tracy is not for everyone and everyone is not for Tracy. And one of the things that I like about coach somebody like Tracy is that she is able to customize. And we feel a lot more comfortable with somebody that is perfect for us. So what are the things that you're looking for on a client?
You know what, I think first and foremost, they actually have to want change. I think a lot of people know that it's
very
time
good.
To change, but there's a big difference between knowing it's time and actually being ready to change.
And I think that's one of the hardest things is to accept and to know that you need to change and you need that change in your life and to be able to accept it. It's hard for us to say, I need help. It's hard for us to say, it's time for me to do something different. And I think that's when you come in to be able to let that client or that person to feel comfortable with those changes. I think that's the most hard part, is to feel comfortable. One of the other things that I wanted to ask you, Tracy, is with all around in media and PR and, coaching and public speaking, what would you say that is one of the hardest things right now to do? Is it the speaking? Is it the talking about the book? Or what would you consider to be one of the hardest things?
Gosh, I would say, you know what, I think if you're coming at it, if you have identified your why as to why you're doing something, I think everything happens with less struggle and strife, if you will. But that being said, I mean, there's a whole lot of moving parts and other people involved in every single thing we do when we step on stage or when we write a book. I would say my biggest project, if you will, was absolutely writing the book, even though I had been in, you know, familiar with, you know, the publication world for about 8 or more years. It was still a massive project because, you know, I wrote the book on my own. But then, you know, there's editors involved and there's typesetters and there's, you know, the artist and there's a whole lot of different people involved. And it's really bringing everybody together with a similar vision. And it comes down to knowing your why. Why did I write the book? And then making sure every single thing along that actually supported it. And in doing that, you know, it brought it to an end result, which I was really quite pleased with. You know, no different than stepping on the stage. A lot of what I work on is beliefs. And, you know, I believe that beliefs have an incredible impact in our, in, you know, in our day-to-day life from moment to moment, actually. And some of the beliefs that we hold, we don't actually know we're holding them. You know, some of the clues, however, are those little voices inside our heads, you know, those little negative Nellies that, you know, all of a sudden pop up. And it's, you know, it's changing those negative Nelly voices into positives that actually support you, that allow you to step on stage fearlessly. You know, there was a point in my career that I would be in a sales meeting and I'd be like, oh gosh, please don't ask me any questions. You know, I'd break out into a cold sweat, right? And now it's such an honor and a privilege to step on stage or to step into a room full of people because it's not about me. It's actually about serving them and, you know, delivering whatever information I can that I, you know, that I'm aware of to help them. And I think that that mindset alone has allowed me to go from, you know, cold sweats in a boardroom to, you know, on stage with a lighting crew.
So you weren't all that big of a star before then you actually started working for yourself. Isn't that interesting that it took you to leave the corporate world to become yourself? So it wasn't
all
interesting and good for you. This is phenomenal. Good for you. I need to applaud you for that because that takes quite a bit of guts to be able to, you know, overcome all of those fears. And now you are sharing this and you are telling your clients, hey, if I can do it, so can you. And if I overcame this fear, so can you. And I noticed that your book, too, is actually becoming a bestseller in Amazon. It has quite a bit of good reviews. And by the way, I will have the links, everyone, to Amazon.ca. The book is Construction Zone Women, Construction Zone for Women 40 Plus. And I will have the links for you to be able to purchase this book, which is a phenomenal book. I can't wait to get my hands on that. And yeah, this is great. This is great. One of the things that I love about you is that when you are on stage, and I've watched the video, you've been, I guess, at Mo Mondays, and that's actually where we met again, that you have this natural of you. It's like you are not rehearsing, you are not perhaps you do rehearse, but it's very natural. It's like you're having a conversation with your best friend. What kind of techniques for people that are listening right now do you use in order to feel so comfortable on stage?
You know what? It comes from A, knowing what you're going to say. Right? I think people struggle or start to get concerned if they're not confident in the material they're about to share, or if they lack confidence in the message that they're about to share. You know, and again, it comes down to perspective, right? Why are you stepping on that stage, you know? And understand that everybody in the audience truly loves you and supports you. It's not an audience filled of critics. You know, everybody wants the best for you and is truly rooting for you. You know, those who are familiar with yoga breath, I find that to be an incredibly powerful tool just before you go on, just to sort of ground yourself and to be clear. And then, you know, I find a certain magic. The second I touch the mic and see the lights, I know it sounds kind of hokey, but I'm just in complete service mode. And, you know, I share absolutely everything I can in complete authenticity. And it's when you're doing it from that space, it's easy to do. Maybe I shouldn't admit that.
No. Those are awesome tips for my audience and for my listeners, because when you know your subject, when you know what you're going to talk about, when you are genuine, when it feels natural, and absolutely, when you don't know what you're making things up, definitely it doesn't feel like a natural thing. And I love the way you talk to people, because it is so natural. It's so easy. It looks easy. And I have to tell you, to this day, I've been in several different audits, and sometimes I get nervous. I get the butterflies and all that good stuff. But I guess you feed into the response and the looks of the audience, and that just makes it even better. You are listening to the Lizzie T Radio Show, and obviously we have the TV show on YouTube as well. We're speaking with amazing Trey Vaught. If we still have a couple of minutes, everyone, the songs part will start later on. So if you would like to call us, please do so. We love interaction. The number to call is 347-996-3926. I understand it's summertime. You probably are having dinner out instead of cooking at home. Completely understandable. Probably it was raining today. So maybe some of the places that you like to have those wonderful glasses of wines and drinks and so that they're open, and you want to be able to spend the time outside. But you can listen to us on your phone, and you can always comment on our social media. I will cut for one more word of my sponsor, and I'll be right back.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit NatureNova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Yes. It is our regular time evening, and we are broadcasting live today. It is 6:44. Time is flying here at the Lizzie T Radio Show, and we have Tracy McLeod, an amazing, amazing lady, with us talking about her books, her career, her coaching business. And I can say, for somebody who's been in the corporate world for a long time, and to be able to transition in such a, it seems easy. Obviously, it wasn't always that way. And I always get those emails and questions from people, Tracy, saying, Lizzie, you always have successful people. People are making it, making big bucks and making it. But it's not always that way. I mean, it took you. It's a process. It took you long where you are right now, wasn't it?
Absolutely. And I tell you, I mean, it's not like I walked out of corporate world and into the dream entrepreneur world. You know, there was, you know, first, I mean, let's be honest. First, I had to grieve the loss of the corporate world and everything else that was going on. You know, I had some health issues come up, which, you know, I hadn't scheduled in. And then, you know, if we want to be real honest.
I don't think anybody schedules health issues in an hour.
No, absolutely not. And, you know, there were many times that, you know, I went online and looked at my bank account and thought, holy smokes, how much more time do I have? And, you know, there were moments that it's like, oh my gosh, I don't know. Can this actually work? And, you know, something sort of happens. I think you need to go through that sort of pressure cooker, and then a light or a switch literally flips. And you're like, you know what? I'm going to make this happen. And this is why I'm going to do it. And, you know, it's just add fuel to the fire. And suddenly you have your vision and your direction. And, you know, it certainly didn't all come to me. I mean, we're surrounded by incredible people every day. And, you know, most of those people want to support you. So reach out and learn. Gosh, you know, I love learning every day. You know, it's like, hi, my name's Tracy. What can you teach me?
And I could tell that you are one of the kind of people that love to take in any sort of information and be out there wherever you can. And good for you. On that note, do you have a mentor, or do you have somebody or a coach yourself? Because, I mean, you are a coach yourself, but we all have somebody that's not bigger, but that has a bit more knowledge than us, or somebody that inspires you. Do you have those kind of things to be able to help you when you're having those rough times or when you're having those difficult times?
Absolutely. And what I found is I actually had different coaches for different parts of my life. You know, I had a relationship coach. I had, you know, a business coach, and I'm a huge, huge reader. So I was, you know, I was spending a lot of time in the self-help section and, you know, learning from, you know, from the incredible wealth of books we have out there. I mean, Deepak Chopra, Robin Sharma. Oh my gosh. I am never without books. I always have at least 5 books that I'm going to read next, because it's just, you know, that there's so much wisdom in those books that we can simply extract and use in our own lives. And that's certainly something that's been a huge part in mine.
And good for you, though. This is one of the key things, everyone, that if you are struggling, if your business is struggling, if your career is struggling, if you're a musician and you're not reading and finding information from the people that have been there, done that, is one of the greatest things that you can do to yourself. It's one of the greatest things. And again, if you are looking for somebody like Tracy, hey, contact her, give her a call, and look her up. I have placed right now the link for the book and also her social media. And she is on Facebook, on Twitter, and also you are on YouTube, obviously. So give her a call and make sure that you contact her. And if you mention that you've heard her via the Lizzie T radio show, hey, even the better. Even I'd be happy. I'm complete. That's one of the reasons I do this show. Thanks to my sponsor, we're able to stay here for a long period of time. And I'm hoping to invite her as well to do our TV show on YouTube, so we can chat, you can see us live, and you can interact a little bit more. Because thanks to live stream, we've been doing some live stream as well. That I mean, the internet is going crazy, which if you're not taking advantage of doing business on the internet right now, well, you're missing out. You're missing out. Tracy, I can't believe time is just going by so quickly, and we are pretty much almost out of time. But any last word for my listeners?
You know what? I would have to say, believe in yourself. You know, I work with people every day, and when I see them walk in, I see their magnificence. I see their awesomeness, and I've never met somebody that didn't possess that. We all possess that. And, you know, do things each day to reinforce just how amazing you are. and your life can change.
Beautiful, beautiful. Love it. I want to thank you again for being part of the Lizzie T Radio Show, for being for spending a couple of minutes of your busy, busy schedule. This lady is busy. I mean, if you don't think that you have things to do, then maybe you should give it to Tracy because she can have it done. Thank you again for sharing your knowledge, your expertise, talking about your wonderful book. By the way, the link is on my social media right now. If you need to reach her, contact me, Liz, radio at LizT.ca, rather, radio at LizT.ca. And hey, you have me on social media. And thanks again, Tracy, and make it a fantastic evening.
Thank you so very much.
And that was Tracy, my goodness. And we will continue on with our musical section. I know you've been sending your MP3s and you're wondering, where is my song? Well, here it is, Sorrentis, all the way from Los Angeles, California. And this song is called She Loves Me. Thank you so much, Sorrentis, for submitting your MP3. And after that will be another surprise. So keep tuning in because you will be able to hear your song here at the Lizzie T Radio Show.
You passed away almost 2 years ago now. Every night I go searching, looking for a sign of your immortal shadow. I wish I'd see a sign, any sign would do. I just wanna know you're in a safer place now. Back to your mind. 'Cause I'm not sure that I can last. Please do that thing you like to do. And you'll find me to a voice, an image, a vivid memory. Are you a fair and choice of you? Are your arms wide open waiting for me?
Hello, hello, and that was Sorrentis. Thank you so much, Sorrentis, for submitting your MP3. Next up, it is 80 Empire, a very amazing group that I had actually the honor and privilege to interview here in Toronto. They're from right in Ontario, from Niagara Falls. They're becoming very, very successful, and 80 Empire is working with Andrea Goodman, a nominee award that is also from Toronto. So here's the song is When Is With You. I love the song, 80 Empire.
I don't wanna go nowhere today. I just wanna lay inside forever. With you by my side, always gets me high. Don't know if you know, you make me better.
Godin, right here from Toronto, Canada. She was one of the nominees for Singers Award. So congratulations to Andrea and all the greatest success in your career. Next up is Kaya Miranda, and she is a Christian singer-songwriter, a beautiful voice. I had also the privilege to interview her. She's from LA as well. Her friends in the United States, they're really, really watching us, and they're making sure that we're playing their songs and they're sending their MP3s. And Kaya Miranda was one of the latest submissions. So here's her song, and the song is called He Loves Me. Beautiful, beautiful melody.
even without my makeup, I am just a girl in a foreign world. Gotta be the way I am, through all the lies you understand, even through the shouting, I believe I'm gonna be the woman in me, no matter what.
And that was Kaya Miranda. Thank you so much for submitting your MP3. And we have one last song before we have our show. It is every day at 6 p.m. And thank you so much for being part of this amazing network, everyone. Thank you for participating. And this has been a great show. Thank you so much to Tracy McGuad for being part of the Lizzie T Show today. And last song, it is from Sunny.
Reach out, hold on to the Holy Grail.